Pals.
Potakwihi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Yeah, Potakwihi Pals. I believe we've got Zach from Radio 1 on the line.
And I believe we've got Rosetta and Millie on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Here we are. We're all
Hell
on the line.
Yeah. Line is secure. We're all happy and having fun on this lovely morning. Yes. How is it where you guys are?
We're in Tamaki, and it's
I love
kind
the
of
line.
A cracker of a day. It's like
yeah,
blue
it's beautiful.
Skies, sunny. It's real nice.
Oh, man. See, if we have a nice day down here, we call it a dunna stunner. What's
a dunna
the, what's stunner. What's the equivalent for being up in the big tea, the big Tamaki?
Oh, I actually don't know.
Yeah,
it's just
actually.
Another day, you know. We've got beautiful days all the time. We're kind of blessed.
They're not significant enough to give them a name, to label
yeah.
them.
I do like dunna stunner, though. That's good.
I think we also just take things for granted up here.
Probably.
For sure. How are things going up in Tamaki? Are they pretty chill? Y'all pretty chill? BFM going great?
Everything's going great. It's definitely not chill, but it's all exciting and awesome. You know, there's a busy old time. We've got the Tate Music Awards tonight. Millie and I are going to get all glammed up and get on that black carpet and do some live crosses on Drive tonight, talking to the finalists. We're going to talk to the winners afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a big night for us. And then yeah, heaps of gigs on the horizon. I'm going to go to Thundercat at the power station on Monday.
Oh,
that's going to be awesome.
Lucky bastard.
It's going to be pretty good. I'm excited.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Music Month kicking off on Friday and
yes.
just an incredible amount of gigs happening throughout May. We've got the Music Month Summit happening on Saturday for music industry peeps to do a bit of community building, a bit of networking,
bit of schmoozing,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know the vibes. But yeah, it's going to be a real fun time.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, Music Month is upon us. There's lots of stuff in the works here down at Radio 1. I can't talk about necessarily, but there is a pretty cool Dunedin-themed album that's coming out soon. Again, I'm not too sure if I can talk about it, so I'm going to be very mysterious about it. But there's lots of things happening down here, which is super exciting. We've got plenty of gigs on the horizon as well, which is mean. But yeah, it seems like everyone's getting ready to release for Music Month at the moment, which is super exciting.
Yeah, I know. We were just thinking about before, we've got Vera Allen's new album out on Friday and a new Reb Fountain EP as well. And, you know, Marlon Williams is coming back and touring. And it's, yeah, it's going to be a real fun time. Have you got gigs on the horizon that you're looking forward to?
Oh, mate. See, I actually, I outdid myself last week. I went to 4 gigs back to back.
Oh, my God. What a time.
From
what
Thursday
did you go
to Sunday. So I got to see Fables, you know, your
beautiful.
Your pride and joy.
Yeah.
Incredible show. I was super impressed, man. And then there was a band from the US called Druk. I think they're awesome. They did a big old show. I went to go see Civil Talk, who's a great punk act down here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Bunchy's Big Score, who
Yo.
Are.
Yeah.
Dear favourites of mine down here. And so that was great. I haven't done 4 gigs back to back in a while, maybe ever, and that felt really, really good. But gigs that are happening this week that are really exciting, we've got Ivy and Pearly playing a show this Friday. And it's Kuaha, which is absolutely crazy.
That's
so that's real special. Aside from that, there's a few different jazz events that are happening at a venue here called the Trident House. But yeah, this week is pretty chill compared to last week. There was lots happening last week. What's happening this week in Auckland that you're excited about?
Oh, well, I'm going to spend Saturday during the day at that summit that I just mentioned. And then I might head along to Diva Mahal on Saturday night at Double Whammy. That's going to be a really special show. She's just got the most amazing voice, man. It's going to be so cool. Softbait's also playing at Goblin on Saturday, so that'll be a real good time. And Office Dogs doing a gig on Saturday as well at Whammy Bar, fundraising for their UK and EU tour. So it might be a little bit of running around like a mad thing. But yeah, lots of stuff on. It's all go. Elliot and Vincent and Emmanuel playing at Whammy on Friday night. Oh my God, I can't even really, like, I'm sort of just one day at a time trying to get through the Tates first, you know, and then I'll figure out what the hell I'm gonna do this weekend. But there's plenty on.
Yeah, plenty to do, plenty to see.
Oh, mean. I can't wait. I'm coming up to Auckland in about a month or so.
Oh,
and I can't
us?
Wait. I can't wait. Yeah, I will. I can't wait to see all the different venues and go to a few shows.
Oh.
Have a fun night in town, you know.
Zach, don't you worry. We'll show you around. We'll take you
please.
To all the spots.
We'll show you.
Yeah, please.
You a tour.
I really want to go to Goblin Bar. That place seems great.
It's pretty cool. It's good for a kani-kani. And, yeah, there are bands and such on every now and then. And it's got a little, like, sunroof sort of vibe. There's, like, a glass roof and a little cute little balcony. It's pretty cute.
Awesome. Yes. Okay,
you do
yeah.
get some people, because it's in Ponsonby, so you get some sort of Ponsonby stragglers that look a little bit lost and have sort of wandered in. Which is kind of, it's kind of good people watching, actually. It's quite fun when there's, like, a really good DJ on and they don't quite know what to do with themselves.
Is Ponsonby sort of like the hoity-toity rich part of town?
It hasn't always been, but it
hasn't
got,
always been.
You know, big old G word happened, so. Yeah.
Not but. The G word. My second least favourite word behind the J word, of course, J-O-B.
Mm. Oh,
scary.
Yes. That one's hard.
Scary. Not
don't even mention the W line.
I mean, but you guys have sent me a song, and it's really cool because this is an artist who I've had my eye on for about the past month.
Oh, my God.
Hun Lynch.
Zach, I got to tell you, Hun Lynch.
Please do.
I am a big Hun Lynch fan. I've seen her play a couple of times live over the last couple of years, and I remember when I first saw her opening for somebody, I think it was opening for Vida, and I was just like, who is that? I gotta know more about this. And no releases as of yet, I don't believe. But she's been tinkering away at this album and then played at the Noor Records Matariki show that they put on last year. And then it sort of came out that she's been working on this album with Noor Records and has finally been released. Her first single, Conan, has been on the top 10 pretty much since it came out. And everyone's been obsessed with it. And then last Friday, the whole album, Sycophant, came out. And I listened to it maybe 3 times on Friday. And I'm obsessed. All the songs are good. I think the sort of focus single is I Want You. But I chose Nana because I think it's a really beautiful song. And the lyrics are so gorgeous. And I just wanted to shout out the Nanas, you know?
Big shout out to Nanas. If you have any, be sure to tell them you love them.
Yeah,
big
they
time.
They would always be there.
You picked us a track too.
Oh, certainly have picked your bloody track.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's a little track from just down south, my bloody hometown tonight. And we have Hamish Waddell here with Follow You Down. Before we get into this track, I do want to say I love the trip hop vibes of Conan.
Yes,
so good.
Really
anyway,
cool, eh?
So good. We have Hamish Waddell here, who is a guitarist from Gore. Mm. The big G word, another big G word down south.
A better G word than the other one.
A much better G word. And he is an absolute legend. He's a dear friend of mine. And Hamish is part of Bunchy's Big Score, another band who I mentioned earlier. He's not in the band anymore. He's gone off and done his solo stuff. And a month or 4 months ago, he released his debut single, Old Friends with Biblical Names, which was sort of a heavy track that had... like sort of a what's that David Byrne Brian Eno song that everyone loves? Oh my
strange
god!
Strange Overtones.
Strange Overtones. Thank you. It had such a Strange Overtones vibe, and this track is way happier, way more upbeat, and he's really channeling some fun sort of country and 50s rockabilly influences in a really interesting way, combining a lot of old sort of melodies and rhythms with new production. He is a production wizard, and so I can't wait for you. Big coastal elites up there to have a listen to this.
That's wicked.
Some
it's
dig, that's
great.
All right. I can take it. All good.
We're bringing the south up north, you know. We've got to do it to them.
We've got thick skin up here.
Very good. Super excited to listen to this track, and always a pleasure to catch up with you, mate. And we'll see you when you're up here in Tamaki.
Yeah.
Yes. Enjoy the Tates, gang. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to be watching from distance. But yeah, have a gay old time at that. That'll be awesome.
Thanks so much,
thank
Zach.
You.
Talk soon.
Hell yeah, take care, y'all. Bye.